This is James Throckmorton, and today we want to discuss the subject of the mountain of God, or Mountain Horeb. If we'll look in Exodus, the third chapter, verse 1, we'll see that this is after Moses had fled Egypt. He went over into the land of Midian, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God. It's sometimes called the mountain of Moses, but the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And so here the Bible names this mountain, assigns a name to it. That name is used in six books of the Bible. The reason I'm talking about this subject today is because of the fact that there has been, down through time, an effort, actually a successful effort, to rename the mountain and to put its location somewhere else. In fact, and we will cover some of this later, but it's called by another name also in the Bible that really is an incorrect name, Mount Sinai, because the false location of that mountain is in the Sinai Peninsula, and it was placed there, I believe, if I remember correctly, by Constantine's mother, who goes out and finds all these holy sites, supposedly by miracle or some divine intervention that she claimed. I've been to a lot of these so-called sites in Israel, and they're really pretty well a joke, every one of them. They do not match the biblical description. And that's the way with Mount Horeb, or Mount Sinai, as it's called. It does not match what you find in the Bible, the physical description. And the Bible plainly tells the location. And let's just turn to back a chapter to Exodus, the second chapter, and we'll come down and read a little bit of what happened to Moses in Egypt. And of course, Moses had been out among the Hebrew people, his brethren, and in verse 13 he said, "And he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrew strolled together, and he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou their fellow? And he said, who made you prince and a judge over us? Indeedest thou to kill me as thou killed the Egyptian?" Because Moses had previously killed an Egyptian taskmaster, and Moses heard and said, "Surely this thing is known." And now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the trough of water with our father. Now, the thing that we need to think about, and I'll be giving another sermon that's actually connected to this, we need to think about today the inhabitants of the Middle East. Certainly in this day and age, we know that a remnant of the house of Judah is in Israel, the modern day nation of Israel, and we understand the Arabs And we know the Arabs are descended from Ishmael, and which was one of Abraham's sons. Remember the promises that God made to Abraham that many nations would spring from his lineage, be his descendants. And there's also Jacob's brother Esau, and they dwell in that land. And then the Midianites and the Assyrians seem to have been brothers. The territories overlapped at different times in history, but they're descendants of Keturah, Abraham's other wife. So you see, the whole Middle East is occupied by the descendants of Abraham, and there's a lot of sibling rivalry, and always has been. Now, that's not our subject today, but it's something we need to think about when we look at that geographic location of the Bible. It's where the Bible history takes place. And Abraham's family is the very foundation of the Bible. It's the foundation of the Bible. It is the foundation of end time prophecy. Now, for our subject today, the mountain of God was located in the land of Midian, not in the Sinai Peninsula. The land of Midian is east of Sinai. It's east of the Sinai Peninsula. Those of you in the room can sort of look at our map on the wall. If you're listening online or via CD, you might flip over in the back of your Bible and find a map, and you can see that the Sinai Peninsula is across the Gulf of Aqaba in an area that is now in modern Saudi Arabia. Now, it's interesting if you think, well, what difference does this make? Well, it makes the difference of accuracy of the Bible, and it also points out the point that we need to stop and realize that there are people that really like to water down the truth of God, to give disinformation so that you come to the wrong conclusion about something. In fact, I'll give you a little example. I heard this week, I would just flipping the TV channels, and I heard a gospel saint, a song that you've probably all heard at one time or another, about I Saw the Light. And in that song, I'd never noticed it before, but I heard some lyrics that made a statement. And it was a statement that steered you away from the truth, what the scripture actually said. It said, and it was naturally talking about seeing the light and salvation and that, but said the door is narrow and the path is straight. See, that's not what the Bible said. That's not what Christ said. Christ said the gate that leads to destruction, the path that leads to destruction, is wide and straight, and many be they that go in that path. The path that leads to life is narrow and crooked, and few be they that find it. I've often wondered why people that are students of the Bible can't look at that and then look out at churchianity, and look at the religions of the world, and make the logical conclusion. But you see, whoever was singing this song and that particular version of that song, I don't know that that is in all the versions, but this particular version, they didn't like what the Bible said, so they took a little here and a little there, put it together, and told you what they thought God should have said. That's exactly what they did. Now, I just use that as an example because today, the Catholic Church, because of Constantine's mother, will claim that Mount Sinai is in the Sinai, point right to it on the map, and so they've got a mountain and they've got a monastery and everything in there, and a big tourist trap where people go and say, boy, this is the mountain of God. It doesn't match any of the physical description of the Bible. It had to have a flat area where all the Israelites could have camped. It doesn't have that. You can go down and just look through the Bible at all the things that it doesn't have. The mountain of God, Horeb, had a stream, a brook, at the bottom of the mountain. Now you say, well, that's possibly could have dried up. Well, that's true, but that brook was where, when Moses went up the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, came back down, the children of Israel had made a golden calf to worship, that Moses ground it up into powder and threw it in the brook, in the stream. You know, a little aside, I saw on television, on a little documentary a few weeks ago, a picture inside the religious headquarters or temple of a modern-day Christian church. And this area was not allowed public access. You just couldn't walk in there, but they did have a miniature of it, and it showed it. And inside that Christian church, modern Christian church, they had sort of an altar with bulls all around it. The bulls facing the altar in a circle. Ancient Baal worship in modern Christianity. And so Satan the devil is the god of this world. There's not anything he won't do to deceive, to get people to miss the mark just a little, to hide the truth. He's been very successful at it. And, you know, all of us dumb human beings, and I'm including myself very much, because sometimes you, like I say, the hardest thing that a person can do is unlearn error. And if error has been taught to you all your life, you have a tendency to ignore the truth. And then occasionally smacks us upside the head, and we say, why did I notice this a long time ago? In fact, and hopefully we'll get our minds to where we look for truth and try to root out error. Let's turn over in Exodus again. This word Horeb is used in about six books of the Bible, but we can see that as we go through the Bible, it begins to change. They start using the word Sinai, Catholic doctrine, modern concept. And this mountain was the mountain of God. Now, I'm not going to propose today to tell you the exact physical locations. I've read some archaeological information, and I've watched a couple of three documentaries about it. In fact, there's a little series on TV from time to time called The Naked Archaeologist. He did a couple of episodes on it, and he never did come to an exact conclusion where the mountain was, but he did come to the conclusion that it was not in the Sinai Peninsula, because there's a couple things you need to think about that he brought up that I really had never particularly thought about. Is this area has to be suitable for sheep. The Sinai Peninsula is pure desert and has been for centuries and centuries and centuries. Moses went up to that mountain where Jethro lived, and he took care of his flocks up the mountain. That's when he was up there tending the flocks when he saw the burning bush. So there was vegetation there. And again, that's just a little something to think about. Let's turn on over in Exodus to the 18th chapter and read. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that God had done for Moses and for Israel his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. The point that I'm making here is what Jethro said, is that the place that he lived and where Horeb, the mountain of God, was outside Egypt. The Sinai Peninsula is still inside of Egyptian territory at that point in time. And the land of Midian is not in Egypt. And so the Bible very plainly says that, the Bible very plainly says that they left Egypt. That's pretty simple. They were outside the state line of the nation of Egypt and had been for some time. Let's turn over into the 19th chapter and verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of... And here again is where the translators begin to swap terminology. Here they don't use Horeb that was used in the earlier books of the Bible. They use Sinai. It came into the wilderness of Sinai. Well, where Jethro lived, and I will repeat, is east of Sinai and across the Gulf of Aqaba. Get a map and look at it, in the area of modern Saudi Arabia. And then in verse 2, it calls it the desert of Sinai. It's not. It's in Arabia. It's not in the Sinai Peninsula. Now, there's another place in the Bible that confirms this. Actually, the New Testament. The New Testament. Over in the book of Galatians, of all places, the Apostle Paul confirms the physical location of the true mountain of God, of Mount Horeb. Again, the translators in the New Testament use Sinai, but it doesn't make any difference if they did. It can't hide the truth because it tells you where it's at. And verse 24, we'll go back there and read in context, because here Paul is used of conversion and non-conversion for that matter, and he's using the example of two of Abraham's sons. One was born of a bondwoman and the other by a free woman. That's God's theology. Chapter 23. But he who was of the flesh, of the free woman, which things are an allegory. For these are the two covenants, from, uses the word Sinai, which gendereth bondage, which is Hagar, the Greek. By this time they used the word Agar, but for this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. New Testament plainly tells you that it's in Arabia, not on Jerusalem, represents the free woman's child. Well, it was probably the last sermon that I put online. It was not the last one I've given, but the last one I put online was about God's book, the Bible, and we could see what the Bible went through and how Catholicism and Protestantism have left their stamp on the translators of the Bible. And were these translators evil men? No, I don't think so. I think they were doing the best they could do, but they had their own opinions. And when you have your own opinion and you're working on something, you usually put your opinion into what you're doing. We all do that. That's just human nature. But determines truth. Truth can, and this is very simple, and yeah, I've used the Bible today, but our issue, the mountain of God was not in the Sinai Peninsula. Well, you might say, what difference does it make? Well, the difference it makes is that we need to believe God and not man. This has been James Throckmorton speaking to you for the Churches of God.